Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, everyone. Welcome, welcome to Crown Talking Drums broadcast. Where the Apostle Willie J. Armstrong is founder and CEO, and I am your host tonight, Renee. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am going to be talking about who God, asking who God is to you, and discussing a few various names of God. And as always, it is a pleasure to be in the number one more time, to be here to discuss the Word of God, to give God the glory, to give Elohim all the glory, because he is the creator, to give him all the honor, because he is the Most High God. And at this time, I am going to go into prayer. Father, my Abba Father, Elohim, my Creator, Jehovah, Yahweh, I call you all these names, O God, because you know my name, O God, and I desire a closer relationship with you, O God. Father, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Yahweh. I thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds. I thank you for health, life, and strength, O Lord. I thank you because you created me. You created the universe. You created it all, O Lord. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You stand alone. You are the self-existing God, the only God, the Most High God, the awesome God. And Father, I lift up my head to the hills, which cometh all my help. All my help comes from you, O God. All of our help comes from you, O God. And Father, tonight I ask that you take me out of self, remove Renee, place her on to the other side, and let your spirit prevail. Let your Holy Spirit come forth, O Lord, through what I say, do everything that I think, do everything that I attempt to do, O Lord. Let me know, O God, that it is not I, but you, your spirit, Yahweh. Your spirit, Yahshua, your spirit, Jesus, the anointed one, the Messiah. I pray, I turn everything and surrender everything over to you, that someone, somewhere who does not know you, O Lord, for the pardoning of their sins, and for those, O God, who desire a closer relationship with you, may call upon your name. Not just call God, but call upon your name, Jehovah, Yahweh, are done. I give you thanks. I give you praise. In the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, your Son, O God, I say amen and amen and amen. Well, tonight I just want to continue into a three-part series where I call it a three-part, but actually last week it was the introduction that I brought through. And so tonight, I want to go into a scripture where it talks about the I Am. God, the I Am. Last week, we went over a few things just to back up. We went over a few characteristics or the nature of God, the attributes of God. And we discussed that God is the I Am, Jehovah, Yahweh, the Lord. He is God, the I Am. That simply means that he can be anyone he chooses or anybody he chooses or anything he chooses to be. And so I was talking about the one God, the self-existing God. No one created him. He created himself. No one hired him. You can't fire him. He was here before anyone else. He will be here before anyone else. He made the universe, created everything that is on it and above it. There is no other supreme God. There is no other God. I talked about the fool who says there is no God. The Bible makes it very clear. No one needs really to explain who God is, because I could simply tell you 1,000 things in the scripture that says who God is or explains who God is. But the question is, who is God to you? So I can't tell you who God is. You have to know who God is to you. And so that I explain by himself, he is God. However, he is God in three persons. God in three persons. And so that we use the term. It's not mentioned in the Bible, the actual word, but we use the term, the Trinity or the Triunity. And so, as Jesus, the only begotten Son that he gave to us, that we should not perish, but have everlasting life, the Son that he sent down, that he poured out himself, we call that term kenosis, the pouring out of God. The pouring out of his spirit upon his Son, who came down, put on flesh, took off, God took off Shekinah glory, put on flesh, became the man, Jesus Christ, and did walk the earth. And as Jesus walked the earth, he did proclaim, seven times he proclaimed that I am, I am. He mentioned in the scripture, he says, if I want to step back, I want to just go back to Exodus 3:14. God says to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say to the people, because Moses asked God, if the people of Israel ask me who sent me, if the people of Egypt ask me who sent me, if Pharaoh asked me, in other words, who sent me to tell you to let my people go, you tell them I am who I am has sent you. I am has sent me to you. So God proclaims that he is I am. And Jesus, as he walked the earth, seven times we read, seven times he proclaimed the word I am. In John 6:35, Jesus says to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and who believes in me shall never thirst. That bread not thirsting is a refreshing. The word, when we read the word, we will never hunger. We will never thirst. This is a spiritual thing that I am talking about. I'm not talking about the physical thing. I'm talking about a spiritual hunger, a spiritual thirst. But you know something? He says we will never hunger nor thirst. Because we never hunger or thirst for righteousness, but it is the one who does not read the word that shall hunger and thirst for righteousness. And it is always us. It is always the people. It is always those who do God's will, and it is those who desire a closer walk with God and desire a thirsting for God, or a hunger for God, that seek the word God, that seek his name, that seek his word. And so in John 6:35, we do read about Jesus saying, I am the bread of life. And so when I read John 8:12, Jesus declares that, again, Jesus declares to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whosoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have everlasting life. I'm not giving you, I do apologize, I am not giving you a specific verse version of the scriptures that I am reading, but I am reading from the ESV, if the ESV version, if you want to truly know where I am getting these scriptures from. So he says that I am the light of the world, so that anyone who walks in darkness, there is no need for us to be ignorant of of the word of God. There, because to walk in darkness, darkness is another word for ignorance. So that when we come to Christ, when we get a relationship with Christ, we learn that he will lead us. He will illuminate the word, and it will begin to take root, hopefully, down in our souls. That is the purpose, that it takes root, that seed grows in, takes root in our hearts and up from our bellies, as the scripture says, flows a river of life. We become born again. We become renewed. We who walked around in darkness, we now walk around living, having a life, a new life, not spiritually dead, but alive. Hallelujah. And so that is twice that Jesus proclaimed he is I am. He says again, I am the door. Jesus says, I am the door. It says, I am, he says, no one can enter the kingdom of heaven by any other means than Christ himself. Jesus, his words in this passage is just meaningful in that it gives you an imagery of a sheepfold. It gives you an imagery of the people coming in. It gives you coming into the fold and coming into the kingdom of God, coming in through the door, which he is the go-between or the bridge that joins us to the great Jehovah, to the great I Am, to the Elohim. And that's the third time he proclaims that I am. And then he says over in John 10:11-14, he says, I am the good shepherd. He says, he portrays the great love and care in this scripture, because he says in John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He lays down his life for his sheep. The scripture tells us, what greater love have we that he lays down his life for a friend? No one lays down their life for a friend. What greater love can we receive than Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who bore the iniquities upon his shoulder, the weight of the world upon his shoulder, who endured the pain and the agony of going to the cross, who left his home in glory, God left his home in glory, came down, put on flesh, walked amongst a sinful world, and went to the cross, sacrificed his son, his only son, who gave his life for us. What greater love is that than to have a friend lay down his life for us? Hallelujah. And so the next one that I read comes from John 11:25, whereas Jesus says, I am the resurrection of life. Jesus says, I I am the resurrection of life, and whosoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Though he die, yet shall he live. You know, we got to die to ourselves. We got to die to the fleshly man. We've got to die each day. Each day this flesh decays. I'm not just talking about going to the afterlife. I'm talking about right now, because Jesus said that he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly, not just when we die the death and go to the grave and are resurrected, but it is the day that we receive Christ into our lives, that we are born again, not of flesh, but of blood, of spirit. We are born again. And so that Jesus says he is the resurrection of life. And the next one that I read is from John 14:6, whereas Jesus says, I am the truth, the life, the way, the truth, the life. No man comes before me. Let me read that scripture correctly. Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father. No one comes to the Father except through me. And that's what he is. He is the way. He is the way to eternal life. He is the way to a better life. He is the way, the mediator between the Father. He is the mediator between us and the Father. He is the door, the truth. When we read his word, we read the truth. Our lives become illuminated with the truth. We receive understanding. Our understanding and wisdom is gained through the truth, through Jesus, because he is the truth. He is the way. He is the way to salvation. He is the way toward salvation. Every day we are going from glory to glory. Every day we are taking off the old man and putting on a new man, a new way of life, a new way of living, a new way of talking, a new way of thinking. Every day we are striving to put on more of Christ and take off our old selves, the fleshly state that we are in. Every day we walk with the Spirit of Christ in us, so that when things come along, when people speak not the word of God to us, but speak lies, that we can look at them and say, not so. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. And so the next one that I give, which is the highlight of this particular discussion right here, where Jesus declares he is the I am, the I am statement, whereas God stated he is the I am. And whereas we say that Jesus is God in the flesh, in spirit, Jesus is God, although God is one in by himself, he is indeed also three persons in one. And from John 18:4-5. It says, then Jesus, knowing all that would happen to him, came forward and said to them, whom do you see? As they came to arrest Jesus, as the soldiers came to arrest Jesus, he says, whom do you seek? They answered, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus said to them, I am he that you see. And so we find at least seven times, I've read, I believe, that Jesus declares that he is the I am. And so what I want to go into tonight, just let me get to my notes. I want to go into, and I don't see anyone on other than myself at this time. So I believe I would love to open up the mics, because if there were others here, I would love for you to talk back to me. Talk to me. I love it when I hear others talk back to me. But nevertheless, as I stated previously in my introduction last week to this discussion, there are over 100 names of God in the scripture. However, I will only be going over at least 18 or maybe 20. Tonight, I am going to try to cover at least 8 names, at least. The first name on my list is Elohim. I believe I discussed this last week, but I am going to go over it briefly. I'd like to start by explaining El means the strong one. It is Elohim, the strong one who manifests himself through creation and through his works. Although he is the self-existing one, God, he too is three people in one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Many, 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 many cannot understand this. Some will never come to the knowledge of this because, well, the scripture, there's a scripture that says their ears are wax and dull of hearing. But as it was explained to me, and again, everybody is not going to get what you get from the discernment or the way the Spirit gives it to you. But as I was very confused about this once, someone told me, they said, they explained as ice is solid. As ice is solid, as ice is liquid, it too is vapor. God, too, is three in one person. And it's hard to grasp that. It refers to the Trinity or the Triunity, Triune God, the Triune God. So through my prayer that when I want to ask Elohim, when I want to ask Elohim, the Creator, to show up and show out in my life, realizing that God, your ways, you stated that we are more than conquerors, that we can do all things through Christ Jesus. For it is not by my might, nor by my power, but it is by the Spirit. So it is Elohim, the Creator, that we do give thanks in all things. He is the Creator. He is the one who created the universe, who created the heavens, who created everything and everyone in it. And so when I think about the creation, when I think about how David says, marvelous are your works, when we look around and we see the beauty and we wonder how the trees bloom and they know and the sun does know when to set and rise and the moon comes forth at night and we see the stars in the sky placed so beautifully in the sky that we know that there is a Creator, that there is Elohim. He is the Creator of it all. And so the next name would be on my list is Jehovah. Jehovah. In Hebrew, it is translated Yehovah. Jehovah, and depending on upon the spelling, some spell it Y little Y, and every lowercase letter that there follows E-H-O-V-A-H, and some spell it Y lowercase E, uppercase H, lowercase O. Uppercase V, lowercase A and H. And in the English translation, it is Lord, the L-O-R-D capital, God. We speak of God. We speak of the Lord God himself, Adonai. The name Jehovah or Yehovah, the Lord, God, the self-existing one, the I am who I am, God, God all by myself. He existed before anything or anybody ever did. Whenever circumstances arise whereby the enemy feels he has a stronghold over us and he tries to put the squeeze on us, on our lives, on our finances, on our health, on our marriage, our children, or when the enemy uses when he uses and he plots. He uses others and he plots or plans and they plot or plan our demise, our fall. That is when we call out the name Yahweh. We call out the name Jehovah. We call out the name Lord, or you are the supreme God. Lord, you are the supreme. No plot, no plan, and no weapon formed against us or our family shall prosper. Lord, Jehovah, and though we walk, oh Lord, though we walk every day, we walk in this world. In this world, we walk through the valley, some valleys, some shadows of death. Oh Lord, you are the I am. You are the I am because you are with us. Though a thousand fall at our side, 10,000 dying all around us, none of these evils shall come near our dwelling or those in our families. None shall touch us. This is what we pray. These are the words that we pray back to God. These are the promises that he does give us. If it is his will, that these things come not near us, that will be how. And I want to stress, because I always believe when we say if it is his will, we do read that it is his will that none shall perish, but all will come to know him. So I wanted to add that. The next name I'm going to talk about is the Almighty God. I call him the Almighty God, and that name is El Shaddai. El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the strong one. Remember that El was in front of it. He is the strong one. Whose power, who has the power, who is omnipotent, omnipotent, prevails through any circumstances, any of our situations in our lives. He prevails. His power is manifest in our lives. We see it every day. In our lives, when a mighty act or a miracle of God is needed or is about to happen, for there is nothing that is too hard for God. So when even the storms of life are raging in our lives and we can't find any peace anywhere, we can call on El Shaddai. He hears our cries. He hears our pleas, and he will reach down. We will reach down with his strong hand. That's what the scripture says, and he will deliver us from out of them all. He says it. He says it in his word. He means it. He says what he says, and he means what he means. We need to know that. when not when some hell is breaking out in our lives, but when all hell is breaking out in our lives. El Shaddai will reach down and he will deliver you. Know that he will deliver you. He may not be on your time, but on his time, he will bring you through it all. And so the next name I discuss is El Olam. El Olam. Spelling is E-L-O-L-A-M. And when I discuss this, this means that God is the everlasting God. The everlasting God. He's from everlasting to everlasting. He changes not, nor does his promises or his word, they change not. The word was good for the nation then. It is good for the nation now. We got into a discussion last night, and the apostle was talking about words. Words have meaning. Words have meaning. We talked about there are some who say they want to make America great. Again, America great again. So I say the everlasting El Olam. He is everlasting to everlasting. Just like he called the nation then, he says to the nation now, it's good for the nation. The word is still good for the nation. He says then, he says now, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then shall they hear from heaven, and I shall forgive their sin and heal their land. Yes, Elohim, Yahovah, the I am who I am, the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, Elion, the Most High God. I see, he says, I sit upon the earth, the circle of the earth, and I see what's going on. I see my people. I see the nation. I created it. I created it. And because I am El Ruah, the God who sees, I hear some saying they want to make America great again. He says, but it is I, Elohim, I, Elyon, the Most High God. The Most High God, hallelujah. The Most High God whom the people should call out, to whom they should consult about making America great. It is I who created it, and only I who can change it. If there is no, he said, there is no need to fix what I have deemed good. He said, it's all good. It's all good. When I made it, it was all good. I know the problems that you're having. I see it all. I spoke it into existence. I spoke the world into existence, not the problems that you're having. I spoke the world into existence, and I saw that it was good. It is the fall that praise that prevents it from being good. But don't you worry, I said my son, Yeshua, the Hebrew name of Jesus, I sent him that he should turn it around, that you should follow him, that you should turn from your wicked ways, that you shall repent of your sin. Don't get too high and mighty. He says to the nation, he says to the people who say that you want to make America great again. America was always great. I made it great. I made it good. And what I made good, you can't put your hands on it and change it to make it any better. Nobody can make it any better. I can't make it any better. It only takes you to turn back to me. It only takes you to come back to me. And so that I am going to complete tonight's session. I believe I ended off with about 7 or 8 names because I did throw a little extra in there. But I will resume next week. And this time we will just go right into the rest of the names so that we can complete this discussion. Oh, hallelujah. I do feel good. I don't see anyone on the line. I don't see anyone at this time. So, opening up the mics, I don't see anyone, but I do pray that some will catch the replay. I do pray that some will say, you know what, the woman who came on last week, I wonder what's going to happen on her next week's discussion. And you know, it doesn't stop here. Crown Talking Drums doesn't stop here. Tomorrow, you know, we have many people. We have many people who come together. That's what it's all about, coming together as many as one. We all come together and talk about, have this different discussions. And so tomorrow there is going to be a discussion called The Phenomenal Woman. The Phenomenal Woman. And I do not have all my notes, but if you tune to call into this number again, the 646 number, if you call 646-668-8217 at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, you will hear the woman of God come forth and bring forth a word on the phenomenal woman. And so this completes my discussion, but I want to pray. And I'm just in case someone is out there. Someone. Can you hear me? Is there anyone out there? Is there anyone out there? Okay. At this time, I am going to go into prayer. Elohim. Yahweh, my Lord, Yeshua, my Savior, Jesus, complete this discussion for tonight. I thank you. I thank you for what it is. I thank you for what it is going to be. I thank you for it is going to be all to your glory, not to my glory, O God, but to your glory. O Father, Lord, I desire that I have a closer relationship with you, O God. I desire that the world has a closer relationship with you, oh God. You are the Most High God, El Roy, oh God, Elion. Oh God, you are the Supreme God. You are El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Hallelujah, oh God, I thank you. I thank you for what it is and for what it's about to be, oh God. Father, Lord, I see as we've entered this 2024, oh God, that new things, new beginnings are about to take place, oh God. They're already taking place, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, we say that this is an election year coming up, oh God. Oh, Father, but they don't know, oh God, you are about to appoint, oh God, those to your nation, oh God, who are going to do your will, oh God. You are moving out the enemy, oh God. You are casting down the strongholds, oh God. You are going to be working through the airwaves, oh God. Oh Father, oh Lord, we are stopped going and listening to the media, God. We are going to start listening to the mediator, oh God, Jesus Christ, oh God, your son, oh God, the one and only mediator, oh God. There is about to take place. I don't know what it is, oh God, but I feel it, oh God. There is some new things about to take place, oh God. Things are about to take a shift and about to take a turn, oh God. Miracles, oh God, are going to happen, oh God. Miracles are going to enter in people's lives, oh God. People are going to stop turning to the world, oh God, and looking and seeking the pleasures of the world, oh God. But they are going to start returning to you, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, I know it, I see it, I declare it, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, people are going to start staying on their knees praying, oh God. Father, they want to start calling out your name more and more, oh God. Not just calling out God, oh Lord. They are going to start saying Jehovah God, Yahweh, El Shaddai, El Ruah. They are going to start connecting the name to the way you work in their lives, oh God. Hallelujah. I say, oh God, right now, Lord, some people are just familiar with that, oh Lord. But later on, oh God, as they get tired of drinking and nourishing off the baby milk, they are going to want stronger food, oh God. I pray, oh Lord, that you help me, oh God, that you redeem me, oh God, if I have sinned, oh God, and fallen short of your glory, oh God. Clean me up, oh God. Make me a useful vessel, oh God, that it will speak your word, oh God. Speak it into existence, oh God. You have given me the power and the authority, oh God, just like you gave to everyone, oh God, to trample over the serpent, oh God, to trample over the enemy, oh God, to You have given me dominion and power, oh God, that I have control and I am the steward, oh God, of your earth, oh God, that I can speak those words, oh God, that you have given me into existence, oh God, over the things that are not true, oh God, because Jesus, you say, yeah, I call you Jesus, but your name, your Hebrew name is Yeshua, and I say that you are the Messiah, the Savior, Lord. You have given me the spirit and the power and the authority to call those things into existence as though they are not soul, oh God, the ones, the things that are into existence as though they are not so, oh God. So I speak life into the people, oh God. I speak life into your children, oh God. I speak finances, oh God, into your people, oh God. I speak not only finances, in money, in monetary money, oh God, but I speak prosperity, oh God, richness in their lives, oh God. I speak destiny and purpose in their lives, oh God, because I pour into them, oh God, what you have poured into me, oh God. And Father, Lord, I ask that you, by you, oh Lord, that you are Jehovah Rapha, the healer, Father, heal thy people, O God. Father, Lord, there are many who are sick and afflicted, O God. I ask that you will touch them, O God. Go into the hospital rooms, O God. Go into the homes, O God. Oh, Father, Lord, touch the cancer victims, O God. Touch the burn unit, O God. Touch all, O God. Father, you are also Jehovah Jireh, O God. You supply all our needs, O God, according to your riches and glory, O God. O Father, Lord, supply all needs, O God, to people, O God. O Father, it is not your will that we be without, O God, that we be walking around, O God, because of lack, O God. For you say in your word, you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor begging for a crust of bread, O God. And Father, Lord, I'm asking you right now, and I'm declaring in your word, Jehovah, the great I am, the self-existing God, hallelujah, Elohim, that you do it in the mighty name of Yeshua, your son, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Well, until next week, I say shalom and blessings to all. Amen and amen. Okay.